Classic hits, the best new music, and the biggest songs from around the world. Act local, think global. The sound of Great West London.
91.8 Hayes FM.
Alex Hutton, Kate Winter,
The Jazz Show.
Hello, you're listening to The Jazz Show. I'm Kate Winter.
I'm Alex Hutton. We've got a cracking show lined up for you today. We're going to start with Johnny Phillips. This is the band Oriole and the album Every New Day.
Coming up later, our special guest in the studio is saxophonist Julian Siegel. How exciting!
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
It's a big happening city.
London!
The sound of great West London.
91.8 Hayes FM.
You're listening to The Jazz Show. Up next, Julian Siegel himself joins us in the studio. And if you haven't heard his latest album yet, here is Keys to the City from Urban Theme Park, the Julian Siegel Quartet.
Thank you.
And ladies and gentlemen, it's time to introduce our very special guest.
Who is it?
Well, he is one of the most in-demand saxophonists in the UK and the European jazz scene. He's worked with many of the top figures in the music industry. 2007, he was awarded the BBC Jazz Award for Best Instrumentalist. He's won the London Festival Fringe 2011 London Jazz Award and many, many others. Here to talk about his new album, which you've just heard a track from. Well, it's relatively new, isn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Julian Siegel.
Yay!
We actually really do have a real studio audience for you today, Julian. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for inviting me on the show.
Let's talk about this album. It's one of the most exciting ones I've heard. It's not that new. I mean, it's your latest one, but you have been touring it a little bit, haven't you?
Yeah, it came out in April 2011, and the gigs were from September, and they've been quite spread out. We've been doing quite lots of gigs right through to we got more coming in May. We got stuff in the autumn. So
okay.
It's a tour, you know. It's a jazz tour. Maybe it's like not every
ongoing.
Night. It's an ongoing tour. Yeah. But you know, it's the band's been going down well, and I'm really happy to be playing with these great musicians, you know, and having the opportunity to play my music, which is really, really nice thing.
How would you actually describe the style of this music? It's very hard to pigeonhole yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very hard. I suppose it's entitled Urban Theme Park. I know there's a whole genre of urban music these days. I don't think it's that. But you know, I've lived in London for 20 years, and that's where the music I play, and that's where it comes from. So I think there's a whole load of different grooves on the record that reflect some of the music I've played while I've been in town. There's some African things, South African, West African music. You know, that last groove, I don't really know what it is. You asked me what time signature it is, and I've kind of... I could tell you, it's very technical, but actually we just learnt it as a piece, and we sort of feel it now and learnt it. I think there's some five in there, and four in there, I don't know. There's all of those things. But I just think of the melody and the way we play the melody, and there's a whole section at the beginning and then it's a release. But
I love how it sort of mingles in and out of the groove as well. That's the melody. It's really hip. I really like that.
Thanks. Yeah. I suppose as a composer, you know, the thing is to keep the interest and write something that's hopefully good enough to repeat, you know, that gets out of your house and you take it to the band. It's just something that has something to play off, so... Really, most of what the music on the record is 5% written and 95%
improvised. I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
I mean, because your guys, I mean, you know exactly how they play. You've been playing with them for years, and there's that chemistry. So you could probably submit stuff that you know is going to get taken in the right direction. So it's probably quite easy to write for these guys, right?
And yeah, I got them very much in mind.
Yes.
For them, yeah. And I mean, it's just written sections, but I don't want... I mean, I play piano, like, to... pretty, you know, arranger's piano. But I don't want my chords to be played by Liam. You know, I want him to do his thing, and you know, and all of the guys, I want it to get changed up. I know they're going to play something better than, you know, I want that. So
so Liam Noble is the fantastic piano player on the album.
Let's talk a bit about the band members. So how did you choose them as well for this project?
I've played with Liam for years. Actually, when I first came to London, we were just talking about this earlier, I didn't go to music college. I did like a university music degree, you know, for like contemporary music and classical music. But when I came to London, I went to Nigel and met Liam Noble in that group and Phil Robson in that group and all the people that possibly I would have met if I went to Guildhall at the same
absolutely.
Time. So that was a real...
Nigel.
National Youth Jazz Orchestra.
National Youth
like
Jazz
I'm
Orchestra,
the,
yeah.
The dictionary for the show this week.
I remember I sort of really took a liking to both those guys because they had a cue. At any point on the gig, they'd play like a chord, just regardless of what it was, where it was on the charts, they'd just like play this same chord, like some sort of sabotage on a very low level.
Yeah.
So it's like yeah, right.
Bit
okay,
of a punk
this,
attitude
this is,
to
this
it.
Kind of, I like that.
Yeah.
And, so shall we do it? Like, I think on the nod. So I don't suppose it's you know, the two main things that I've done in London have been the quartet with Liam and then also Partisans with Phil. And that's both from that band. They're real long working relationships. Mm. So the quartet is Liam Noble. The first record I did with that band was called Close Up, which had an amazing Gary Husband on drums and Jeremy Brown on bass.
Yeah.
And then this album is wonderful bass player Ollie Hayhurst and Gene Carrazzo on drums, who's also the drummer in Partisans. So we got a long history of playing together.
Yeah. We're going to be playing some Partisans later. I mean, you brought some great albums in. There's actually loads to choose from here, but I really do want to hear some early Partisans if you could get some out.
I mean, this is an album that actually you can't actually get anymore. I don't know if it's worth playing some of that. Should we play some of that?
And that's coming up right after this break.
Classic hits, the best new music, Brit Asian pop and world music.
It's a big happening city.
London!
The sound of Great West London.
91.8 Hayes FM.
Alex Hutton. Kate Winter.
The Jazz Show.
We're here in the studio with saxophonist Julian Siegel. We've just been talking about Julian's album that he made with the band Partisans, who he co-leads. This album is not available, actually, and so it's a real treat that he's brought it today for us to have a listen.
I'm sure at some point the records will come out again, but here's a track called Sudden Shower.
So tell us a bit more about the actual track.
It was like the first record I'd done recordings before, you know, and sessions and stuff, but it's like the first record I'd done this thing with Phil under my own name, and I remember it being really a massive deal. I mean, it is a massive deal, like the amount of effort you put into putting a record out. But this thing was like, we're going to do a record, and I just remember it a really exciting time. It's the same time as the Euro 96.
Okay.
We watched the Euro 96 final, the penalty shootout, in the control room.
Oh, really?
Remember? This is kind of run for the hills. You'll see what I mean. I can't really talk about music. It's better just listen to it.
That's true.
I try and play it.
It's very difficult to describe, isn't it, sometimes? So this is the band Partisans, which Julian has co-led with the in-demand guitarist Phil Robson for the last 15 or so years, and this is Sudden Showers. We'll be right back. tune was called Sudden Shower. That was Julian Siegel with his band that he co-leads with Phil Robson, Partisans.
To me, that sounds very contemporary. I mean, that was 15, 16 years ago.
Yeah, well, thanks very much. You know, it was a real fun time. I remember the recording really well.
So, I think what I hear most of all on that is the dialogue with you and the drums. It just sounds like you both got a lot of jazz history under your belt, but you're both also looking forward. And
yeah, I mean, that's really nice of you. It's hard to know at the time because, yeah. I think the only thing you can do is really play with people and play with people that are open to anything happening. You know,
yeah.
Just they don't know what's going to happen round the corner. And, I mean, but I can hear influences in that. I mean, sure, you know, I can hear saxophone players that I was listening to at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think if you've got some element of looseness and people with an open mind,
that's the key, isn't it? To get to have. I mean, you listen to this music, and as a student of this music, you get so involved with what's gone on before. Sometimes that takes all your effort to actually recreate what's gone on before, and then you forget your own voice.
Well, you kind of have to recreate it to learn, but you have to remember, I think, that those things were created completely in the moment.
Yeah,
like, they become
absolutely.
Like complete, like Charlie Parker, all those solos he played were just, they were just improvised. I'm not trying not to say throwaway, but they weren't throwaway. They were beautiful. There's the problem, because we think of them as so gospel things that, you know, but they were improvised. They were in the moment. They were to do with who he was playing with at that time, how he felt at that time.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to be true to that when you're playing. So I just try and get the saxophone out of the case and play now, you know, try and be in the moment and with people that are also in the moment. It's not always easy to get there, but
no. And then there's all the problem of let's make magic on this session. I'm going to make magic on this. I'm going to do really well.
Then
you don't.
Pressure on yourself.
No, yeah. You can't. You know,
yeah.
So.
Let's hear another one of these Partisans track.
This is a tune called M Badgers. We'll be right back.
Wow. How about that? Well, that was, again, Partisans with a fantastic tune called...
M. Badgers.
Let's move on to your trio, because you've also had a lot of success with your trio and recorded this album live at the Vortex, Joey Barron and Greg Cohen.
Well, that was formed after a commission from Cheltenham Jazz Festival in 2006. And Tony Dudley Evans, director of the festival, called me up and said, OK, what would you like to do and who do you like to play with? Here's a gig. He was playing with Bill Frisell band and loads of different things.
So Greg, these are Americans that he's...
These are downtown New York legends, I suppose. Playing with those guys, I learned so much. One thing was volume and the whole thing of volume not being intensity.
Right.
I mean, first time we played, it was at the Premises recording studio in Hackney, and Joey said to Greg, how about you unplugging your amp, you know, and we'll just play. You got a really nice blend, you guys. I was playing bass clarinet at the time. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. And he was playing really soft. And I thought, okay, well, we get to the gig and it's going to be the normal thing, you know, my microphone, bass through the, you know... whatever sound guys do to the bass, and you know, but it was the same. It was really shocking, like no amp. And oh. It's like, and you know, you expect to turn up to a gig and it's like gig volume, and
yes.
And so I learned that just to play quiet but really consider what you are actually, you know, really think about the detail and what you play. And then every time we played, it was the same, and it changed everything. Actually, changed. I try and tune into wherever I'm playing in whatever room I'm playing in, to just actually make the sound that you want to make. And I learned that from Joey and playing with those guys. What was cool, I didn't really know what it was going to sound like when we got it back, recording it. It sounded really big, like huge sound.
Oh, wow.
Just because. And it was played really quietly, so there's the lesson from that.
Which one would you like to play?
I quite like to play
today?
Something quite groovy, which is it's not one of my tunes, but it's an old R&B classic called One Mint Julep. It's got a really fantastic bass solo to start off with from Greg Cohen.
We'll be right back.
Well, what a lovely album
yeah.
this is. We'll certainly be hopefully playing a bit more of it. So it has that acoustic quality that you were talking about and really blendful and nice, isn't it?
It really brings you in, doesn't it? Mm. I mean, it's intimate.
And
it's got a sort of a vibe to it, hasn't it?
Classic hits, the best new music, and the biggest songs from around the world. All types of music. For all types of people.
91.8 Haze FM.
Alex Hutton. Kate Winter.
The Jazz Show.
And here we are in the studio with the saxophonist Julian Siegel.
So apart from having a number of highly successful albums out, you're also a sideman to other people's projects, and you've played with, you know, the cream of the crop as well. I mean, Norma Winston, and incredibly, incredibly well-known singers and instrumentalists. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, it's lovely to be called for other people to play with other people's music and play with great musicians like Norma and Leanne Carroll and. Playing with wonderful singers like that is a real education for me.
You've also played with Django Bates, John Taylor, amongst others.
Kenny Wheeler.
I was really lucky to be involved with Kenny Wheeler's big band, which has just released a new album. And that was a really amazing session for me and everybody involved, I think. Just the feeling of the music and the feeling of the band. Those guys have been playing for years and they love Kenny's music and love the guy. So hopefully that comes across in the music, and I'm really excited to be on that record. It's called The Long Waiting.
Well, let's hear it. This is 4-5-6, it's called, from the album The Long Waiting, Kenny Wheeler Big Band. Here we go.
One of the guys that I remember the session really well was the fabulous singer Jolie Wilson, blues singer, and actually he was really active on the free scene in the 60s, playing with Archie Shepp, New York, and this was a record called Feeling Good, which has Kirk Lightsey, Dexter Gordon's piano player, on there, and Jolie Wilson. It was playing the blues, like straight down the line, which goes back to some of the music that I listened to from my dad playing music at home. Listened to Basie and Ellington and great singer Sarah Vaughan, and this is one for him. I think I should play Pink Champagne, which is blues in G for the technical side.
Well, Julian is going to go and get ready in the live lounge while we play that great track for you. Yes, here we go.
We're going to play Charlie Parker's Dexterity. Thank you. now we'd like to play a tune by Hoagie Carmichael called Skylark.
Oh,
Guys, that was absolutely fantastic. Two beautiful and wonderful tracks that you've played for us. We're going to play out with another track from Julian's latest album, Urban Theme Park. And this track's called Interlude. Tell us a little bit about this.
This is a feature for my bass clarinet playing, as well as the other guys in the band. I hope you like it.
If you would like to find out more about Julian, his website is www.juliansiegel.com, or you can go to the Basho Records website as well to buy this album, which is bashorecords.com.
Or www.jazzcds.co.uk. That's a brilliant website for all UK artists and lots of transatlantic things too.
And just very quickly, what are your future plans now? And are you going to carry on touring this album for a while yet?
Yeah, I'm touring with the quartet. We've got some dates coming up. The next London date is actually May the 29th at the Pizza Express, Tuesday night there. So hopefully everybody will come down and see the group.
Brilliant.
And I'm also writing some music for Big Band at the moment for a September gig. So that's the next thing, probably. So keep an ear out for that. Thanks for listening. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're really most welcome. Really nice to see you.
Our pleasure.
And congratulations on a really, really exciting album.
Thanks very much for listening. It means a lot. Thank you.
And keep flying the flag for UK jazz.
Oui.
Julian, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Julian Siegel, ladies and gentlemen. Bye.
Bye. Bye.